the sports cast. September 30th, the last day of the third quarter of 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. And if you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on, also you can listen to us on online radio 24/7. And visit us on thesportscast.net and also download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. And also on Twitter, The Sportscast 1. Last night, it was a sad moment. Tua went down with a concussion. Went to the hospital in Cincinnati when they were playing the game against the Cincinnati Bengals. They lost, unfortunately, the Miami Dolphins lost. Sorry about that. 27 to 15. Anyways, last night was a special show, and Amanda just, you know, coming out of the shower, had a fresh show last night. Victor Rocho, his special tribute with his former teammate, college classmate, Eric Mo'Brien, also classmate and teammate for with Byron Jones as well. Victor, welcome back, and how'd it go last night?
You know, it was an emotional tribute to a, you know, a kind-hearted, learned a lot more than I knew about him for as long as I knew him. You know, he was a quintessential athlete. I mean, you know, we always, for every single body, but he's an embodiment of my hometown. Shout out to Eric Mo'Brien and the co-hosts from the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. I think people were pleased.
Very emotional show last night. I think we had tons of guests. I think 10 to 20 different people that called in last night, and they were expressing and also learning about Eric as well. I mean, Victor kind of got his whole biography last night, maybe.
Yeah, to some degree. It was, other than the debate over whether he could dance or not wasn't surprising to me. When I say wasn't surprising, like I knew it or I thought that his background is just that Lee knowing more of his background made sense. Again, my relationship with him, and also my stronger relationships that he had that I didn't know where. Right, we come from a hometown in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. I'm very proud to be from there. And, you know, it's not the, you know, it's definitely echelon of New Jersey, and New Jersey's got some great Jersey housewives. Yeah, it's a different level over there.
Amen to that.
The beauty about our town is very, very, we would have, you know, inner city fights, and you stepped out of that town and you were from that town, we would combine forces. We would immediately person from Perth Amboy, regardless of our town relationship or rivalry, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it was a brotherly love community that Victor experienced for over 10 years. So quite
10 years.
I said over 10 years because you said you're moving a little bit when you're young, but you can catch the show if you missed it on our YouTube channel, The Sportscast, and you can watch the whole 2-hour tribute to Eric Mo'Brien, and you see the love and the compassion. And Victor was telling me offline that there's a lot of positivity, a lot that Eric did, and stuff that we didn't know about came reflective, and people were grateful about it, that Victor and Byron took their time to have a tribute show for Eric. And I wish I knew Eric, but maybe one day in eternity. Anyways, last night was a tough night for Miami and Tua. They lost against the Bengals, and Tua had to leave. After the first quarter, he was taken off the field on a stretcher, taken to a hospital, but was released shortly after, flew with the team. Horrific loss. I was telling people beforehand and when that happened that, you know, he should have not have played because he dealt with a tough hit this past Sunday when they played against the Buffalo Bills and they won. Victor, your thoughts over last night's game and Tua's hit?
Personal piece, but I had a personal emergency last night. So of the show, and it also the show by Dennis, he was already hurt. You kind of jinxed him because you like if he can not get hurt, right? So it was sad to say. Still played pretty well. I mean, you know, that's an indication of Cincinnati not playing good football or Miami's still playing good football. Because what was the final?
The final score was 27-15, Bengals.
Right. So it was 20 time, right? When I got on late, they scored that late touchdown. So, you know, 20-15 with your starting quarterback. You know, and even 27-15, it's really a couple scores. It's not really indicative. And losing to it at early. So, you know, there's a lot of talk now about protocol. And you know, I'm just curious. Jones got hit, and he wobbled. And then you see two. How did one become back related, and one was concussion related?
Yeah, that's a debate right now, and I believe the NFL will be investigating the situation with Tua, not just from last night, but also from this past weekend when they played against the Bills. Did the Dolphins follow protocol? What did the independent doctor see? Every game, there is neurologists in every game just to make sure that the players, when they get hit in the head specifically, are they okay and should they continue to play? So a lot of protocols there. You know, now the Dolphins are getting bashed in the media right now, getting negativity, and we'll see what things can turn around. But it is overwhelming. The Bengals win. Yeah, go ahead.
They're also saying also – you know, they're asking him, right? So, to some degree, Tua could have been lying about certain things because it's not just when there's some. I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you, right? My audio is off.
Off and on. Maybe it's my connection issue, but.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't know.
But continue. Like, you're like 80% there, so.
How about now?
Go for it. That sounds good.
All right. So, saying that the athlete has a tendency to be able to say things. No, I'm okay. Oh, yeah. No, this is fine. So they may have. So, you know, that contributes. The other side of it is the pressure, right? Because to us, still under the microscope of whether he was done. So he, you know, everybody wants to get out there. This happens in sales. When there's sometimes pressure can make diamonds, but it also makes coal. Okay. So, you know, and can sometimes make a person make right. And his pressure his question on his endurance that comes into light. But, you know, someone had a question of him. But that falls on Tua. That falls on the Dolphin organization. That falls on the doctor. It's scrutinized stuff. Right? But that, you know, you understand that you can get a, I don't know if you know this, but concussion, but not have the symptoms. Like, literally, linemen can literally hit each concussion, a slight concussion, but without any of that.
Yeah.
You can't hear me. Okay. So, it's all different degrees.
Right. Yeah, it's all relative, you know, different degrees of the concussion and of the hit and things like that.
Right. And you know, he had to hit that ground really pretty hard in the back of it about that helmet. I mean, a lot of times I've hit, you know, and I have a concussion. I knew when I had a concussion. They were Troy Aikman
really?
And Elway. They were, you know, they didn't come to me. When I was a freshman in college, like I couldn't make any, you know, I had to call the cornerback. Hey, what is it? Two? Is it cover one? Is it red? Is it man? So I've had my share of concussions.
Yeah. And, you know, to recover from a concussion is different for every player, different situation, of course. So, we pray for the best. Tua is having an MRI today, so we'll find out more later on today, see if he's eligible. Not sure if he'll play next week. They got the New York Jets, so maybe they could bypass him for another week.
Extremely cautious now under the scrutiny.
Exactly.
So now they're going to criticize if everything comes back with okay with the RI. Now here's the pressure on the organization. See how pressure changes both sides?
It's quite significant, isn't it? All right. Let's go into NFL Week 4 preview. A lot of big games, Victor, this Sunday, London, first London game of the season. We got Minnesota Vikings versus the New Orleans Saints. Saints will have Andy Dalton starting instead of James Winston. He's out. Your thoughts over that game, and who do you think
really?
Will win? Yes.
Well, I guess my question is where of that the articles. I've been super busy, but there were like. Terry Brown for making a comment that he could lose his job to Andy Dalton, and they criticized for that. Are you playing music?
Yes,
you're playing music, dude. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry, guys, for technical difficulties. We're playing music underneath. Hopefully, it doesn't bother Victor.
Can you jam to it, kid? The man in the stand. My name is Vic. I'm the man in the sports, as you can see. You want me to keep hitting some rhymes and hit some balls?
Keep mad if you want to, you know, rap while you're saying your predictions.
So Terry Bradshaw got criticized for saying, hey, I don't know why they made it into such a big thing. I need to remember, since Jamerson also went 30 for 30, right? 30. So the kid got talent, but, you know, he played bad. Andy Dalton had some good, you know, I don't see that's a bad thing. So I blew up on Terry Bradshaw's comments and why they were criticized.
All right. So who do you got between Minnesota and the Saints?
I'm going to pick Minnesota.
Minnesota, which your Saints, no, sorry, your Bucks beat the Saints in New Orleans. Finally, it was a kryptonite the other week. So that was a kryptonite. We'll see if Brady continues. Seattle at Detroit. Detroit won't have DeAndre Swift or St. Brown, that famous wide receiver. Seattle, Geno Smith, not doing that bad. Doing pretty good for the Seahawks. But Detroit doing well with Jared Goff. I know you were a fan of Jared Goff a few years ago. Who do you got for that matchup?
I was Goff with Detroit, right? He's doing hear me because you're pausing. I don't know if there's a delay.
Yeah, you might have to switch your phone or something. Yeah, you might have to switch your phone. The connection is not the best. It's been dwindling slowly worse.
It's because I'm on Safari because of this stream when he works on Safari.
I should have started with Zoom like last night. Anyways, while Victor's figuring out
is that better?
It might be better actually.
Yeah, because I just switched it. Okay, good. All right, so pick now.
Yeah, Seattle at Detroit. I didn't get your win there.
Seattle at Detroit. Seattle playing impressively pretty good. I'll take Seattle.
Maybe Denver.
Well,
all right, Seattle. It is. This weekend, Jets at Pittsburgh. Trubisky, question marks. Some say that Kenny Pickett, the rookie, might be at the helm, preparing to start soon. The Jets with actually Zach. Quarterback of the Jets, Zach.
Taylor.
I'm getting blanks today. Zach Wilson will be playing this weekend. Will be playing this weekend against the Steelers. Flacco had a good 2-3 game run there, but Wilson gets a start. Who do you have? I know you're pretty.
I'm Tomlin.
Yeah, you're a Tomlin fan. And a Brian Flores fan. He's in Pittsburgh.
Yep. Yes.
You're going for Pittsburgh. All right. Chicago now, Bears. Doing okay.
On video. You can hear me good, right?
I can hear you perfectly. And you're moving. So Chicago Bears. How is a winning record for 2-1? Going up against the Giants, who had a good start, but they lost against the Cowboys. Cooper Rush playing in MetLife. Will the Giants bounce back against Chicago this weekend?
Yes. Yes. I'm gonna go with the Giants. We lost that game, but we can't get a break with our receivers. Like either they're all I mean it. This is a receiver coach. I don't know if it's the stadium. I don't know. A lot of balls.
Is it Brian Dabble? All right. Giants it is. He's doing fantastic, isn't he?
Yes.
Victor approves. More than Joe Judge. Tennessee Titans at the Indianapolis Colts. Colts had their first win last week. And Tennessee Titans not doing so hot. Who do you got for that one?
The Tennessee Titans, the Colts. I'll take
at the Indianapolis Colts. AFC South showdown. Chargers, Herbert. He cleared to play this week. He had a rib cartilage last weekend. is going up against Davis Mills and the Houston Texans. Who's going to win in Houston?
Sad part is I like Herbert, but he's missing both offensive guys, defensive guys. No, I don't like
for Houston.
Coach. Yeah.
Which you think Sean McVay should coach at?
Can you see me move?
I can see you move.
Because it's frozen on my side.
I see you fine. I see you fine. And we can hear you fine. So Victor chooses Houston to win.
Maybe.
You're good. Okay, let's go on. Cleveland Browns at Atlanta. Miles Garrett's back. He had a car accident this past weekend, but he'll be playing. Who do you got, Victor? Cleveland at Atlanta.
I'll take Cleveland because I think their running game is just incredible.
So that's all they got.
You need heat in football, baby. I mean, who's got Atlanta? Who's Atlanta got?
They have Mariota. They got Kyle Pitts and Drake London, the rookie. Things are forming there, to be honest.
I like Mariota.
And I like Kyle. Yeah, Falcons are dead last in the NFC South with 1-2. And Cleveland is first place in the AFC North. Who would have thought? Maybe Victor did. Maybe Byron. All right. NFC East showdown. Washington Commanders. Carson Wentz at the Cowboys with Cooper Rush. Are the Cowboys going to continue their winning streak with Cooper Rush? Victor, who you got?
Man, Cowboys to win. I think Cooper Rush is playing pretty good football. Number one. Two, I have no faith in Carson Wentz. You don't know which Carson Wentz is going to show up.
Exactly.
And it is so sad to see such a that was 3 years ago, I think, or 2 years ago. Defense led them to the playoffs, and they're just terrible right now.
There you have it. I say play Cooper Rush till he loses. That's my philosophy. Dak is
not gonna happen.
Wouldn't be ready this weekend, but I would play Cooper Rush till loses. Have that.
Why put him in if Cooper's
exactly? All right, let's go to the next match. Jacksonville Jaguars. They're the top of the AFC South against the undefeated Eagles. Will Jacksonville stop it? Stop his winning streak of the Eagles, and the Miami Dolphins will have champagnes because they have the undefeated record of all time. What's going to happen in Philly?
I hate
popping champagnes.
You know, I like Trevor Lawrence. Someone made a comment about, oh, they pit team this and that, but the kids showed some good promise. The way they did, I'm really happy for Trevor Lawrence. I have to go to a team. But, you know, that organization, you know what I mean? So it's not like, you know, they haven't been losing. But I think Philadelphia is tough, friends. So I'd have to go with Philly.
Philly undefeated. Do you think they're the best team in the NFC East right now? Yes. I can hear more of your soda than yourself sometimes. Anyways, Buffalo Bills. Well,
if you know how a little bit, then it would be nice, you know.
Buffalo Bills lost against the Dolphins. They need to rebound back, but they have to go through Baltimore Ravens, who are 2-1. Lamar Jackson's having a good season. Lost against the Dolphins so far, which is downside, but he had a good rebound last week. What's going to happen in Baltimore? Big showdown, Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson.
I think Lamar Jackson is Pats. He's putting up like game numbers. I mean, he is not signing him. Like he's locked in his MVP season. So, but Buffalo is that good of a team? I'm picking Buffalo.
Being Buffalo wins it on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. Arizona has not had a good season. Some say they only had one good quarter. Is going up against Carolina Panthers, who had their first win last weekend with Baker Mayfield, which Victor wanted him to go to the Giants. What's going to happen in Carolina this weekend? Cardinals at Panthers.
Well, first of all, Kyle Murray, because apparently it ain't working. See, this is a comment, right? Be careful what you with the Panthers. I got to pick with the card. I mean, I think they're forced to win to get a problem.
So you're picking Carolina.
Cardinals.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right. The Broncos, Russell Wilson not having a good transition to the Broncos. Kind of having his processing time. He's going up against the Raiders, who are 0-3, actually. Everyone thought they were going to be top of the AFC West. Will this be Las Vegas' first win? Or Russell's biggest win of the season?
Who's biggest win of the season?
Russell Wilson and the Broncos.
Biggest win against who?
Against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. Derek's really high on him, and I was in between, but I think that, I'm not impressed with Denver, and I think the Raiders got a better team, so I'm going with Raiders for Mo.
Raiders for Mo, Eric Mo, Brian. Me too. That'll be the first win of the season if that happens. They're playing Las Vegas, so I don't see why not. New England Patriots. Mac Jones will not be playing. It will be Brian Hoyer at Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers with no wide receivers. Close matchup. What's going to happen there, Vic?
Aaron Rodgers against the second string quarterback every day.
Okay. Packers.
Green Bay. Hey.
Green Bay it is. Victor likes Aaron Rodgers, actually. Please tell me. All right.
I like him. I like him as an athlete, like as a quarterback. I don't like him as a teammate.
Okay, gotcha. How about, would you have beers with him?
I'd have beers with any professional. We're in sports. We're team. Think about it. I didn't interview.
All right. Sunday Night Football.
I'd ask
Patrick Mahomes
why he wants to look like Nicholas Hare, but that's it.
Sunday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady in Tampa. The game was tentatively going to move towards Minnesota. It's not. It's staying in Tampa. Chiefs at the Bucks. One of Vic's favorite teams, actually.
When is it? Monday?
Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, I gotta see. I'm gonna go. Brady's gonna lose twice. He can't afford to.
He can't. T Brizzle.
Yeah, but the problem is Godwin will be back. No, is it Godwin? No,
Godwin.
Evans.
I don't know. I think Mike Evans. Evans.
Yeah. Listen to me. He could four string quarter receivers.
He has Cole Beasley.
Yeah, but he competed with these guys. Everyone was complaining about his age. John was telling him to retire. Delivering with a like set of receivers. I'm telling you, Gronk, in my opinion.
Gronk's coming back.
Gronk, if they don't make it close enough to the playoffs, he's in the playoffs, Gronk's coming.
You think so?
For sure.
For shizzle. All right. Keep in mind, Kansas City lost last week against Indianapolis by 3 points.
At Tampa, he still got it. You know, Mahomes had Brady. And Brady lost. You know, everybody says how he's tough on his receivers. You know, he's excellent. He outworks them. If you go back to Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, this worked you. So
that's where big.
I have the right to be on your case, and I outplay you. So all I'm asking you to do, work as hard as me, which I would like you to perform when you're called upon. Expected. I'll throw you the ball. I'll make the shot. You're not getting it again. Got it?
You gotta catch the ball.
So you gotta cast the ball. You better, or no. Sometimes run to the right from Brady and knowing what you should do. You know, that's what made Antonio Brown. Like Antonio Brown was a great, you know, but he was a great route runner. Wasn't like he was a great route runner.
Have it. Well, Kansas City at Tampa. Tampa, Victor won it. NFL Week 4, that's when you really know where these teams are at, divisions, conferences, and things like that. Victor, what is, which team looks best in orange? The options are the Cincinnati Bengals, Syracuse, the Phoenix Suns, or the Baltimore Orioles?
The first one.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati
Bengals. They were wearing.
Those whites were nice.
It was nice.
I like
those. I'll buy
whites.
A t-shirt with that, with those stripes if they have it. There
not
you
me,
have
I'm
it.
I'm not Byron. I don't have a shirt for everybody.
But you did buy the rate. Well, you told me. Well, I won't go into that. Anyway,
wait a second. I buy a shirt if my vote, right? I like a super party where I can hear them. I can hear the TV. So I'm not going. And now I showed you. Maybe you come over to my house for Super Bowl. But I want to hear the TV.
Invitation
right?
accepted.
But I like. So, like, if you're picking a team and I'm picking that team, so I just give you a T-shirt or something, you know what I mean? Represent.
That's it. Well, there you have it. Victor Orocho, what is the best way to reach you online? And talk to me, when's your next show going to be?
All right. So online, Victor, like my name is, Orocho, all one word. Come there and learn. Learn financial education. Okay. What you want to do with it, but I'm here to educate as many of the blue collar common people. You know, if you $10,000 a year, we can help you. Number one, reach me. You can also on Thursdays, every PM Eastern, it's the Jersey Boys Sportscast. You can go to iTunes and go on the podcast, Jersey Boys Sports Talk Podcast, the Sportscast YouTube channel. We are on Twitter, on your smart speaker. You name it, we're there. Okay, we do for my crew, but most of it, go to YouTube and just listen to some past shows. You'll laugh. And my co-host Byron Jones is a former NFL, and he brings a lot of good insight. Co-hosts that are experts in analytics, and they have their own podcast as well. Come check it out. You'll enjoy it. You'll laugh at some of the way I tell by my southern accent. I'm not from South Florida.
He's not from Florida. He's from Jersey. And make sure you check out the Eric Mobryan episode on our YouTube. 2 hour complete.
Except for that view, baby.
Look at that view in Fort Lauderdale. You can't beat it, Las Olas. I won't go into more detail where that at. But living the dream. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or thescast1 on Instagram. We'll be back next week. Full slate of shows. Week 4 of the NFL is here. Victor Rocho, I appreciate you coming on.
All right, let's get played this week.
Who?
This week?
I don't know.
Philly,
I
right? Get that. Philly. Washington plays Philly.
Yeah, Washington plays Philly, and the Giants play.
I'll call
Chicago.
Restream. Maybe we'll restream that together.
With Aaron. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
Was
peace
update.